الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، اما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأذن للجاهلين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ما من رجل يكون في قوم يعمل فيهم بالمعاصي يقدرون على يغير عليه ولا يغيرون إلا أصابهم الله منه بعقابه قبل أن يموتوا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا عملت الخطيئة في الأرض من شهدها فكرهها كان كمن غاب عنها، ومن غاب فرديها كان كمن شهدها. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أوحى الله عز وجل إلى جبريل عليه السلام أن اقلب مدينة كذا وكذا بأهلها، فقال: يا رب، إن فيهم عبدك فلانا لم يأسك طرفة عين. قال: فقال: اقلبها عليه وعليهم، فإن وجهه لم يتمعر في ساعة قط. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we all are Muslim. We should have more and more shukr on this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us iman. And we have to keep it with us till our life ends. For this purpose, we should not join any event or any place in which this dearest most thing is in danger. We should keep it protected all the time, because even for a microsecond, if a person leaves iman, so he loses all his amal, even he comes again and become Muslim. So therefore, it is very, very essential to keep iman protected from anything. And then after that, we have to perform good amal. Those amal for which we have been told to do. And not to do those as amal for which we are told not to do. And we should not keep it to ourselves only, but we should communicate it to other people as well. And we should be having patience for this if something comes because of this. Because we have read this in Surah Asr. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. That Allah سبحانه وتعالى swears on time, it means زمانة, that insan is in خسارة, in the loss, unless and until he has iman and performs good amal and communicated to others, it means haq. And if something comes because of this to him, he should be patient for this. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those people who are patient. Inna Allah ma'as sabireen. So there are these two things we have to understand. Number one, to keep ourselves right. And to communicate this right thing to the others in a good fashion, in understandable form. and reasonable form. This is duty of all the Muslims. So our today presentation is for this, that what has been told for this in Quran and what has been told by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for this. So I have recited one ayah and few ahadith sharifa. The ayah what I have recited, in this Allah says, O Muhammad, keep to forgiveness, enjoin goodness, and turn away from the ignorant ones. So, we have to be forgiving people. Because we need forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who forgive others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive as well. And those who do not know the importance of anything, so we should understand it. And we should be having good, you can say, thoughts for those people, not bad. We should not be harsh to them. In the Hadith Sharifa, what I have recited in this, number one, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever of you sees an evil act being committed, let him stop it with his hands. And if he is unable to do so, let him change it with his tongue. And if he had not the power to do so, then let him detest it and his heart. And this later one action is the lowest form of iman. So three things have been told to do. Either if he is in power, he should stop this by hand. It means by power. Number two, if he is alim, but not in power, then he should speak for this. And if he is in such a condition, if he says something, so then there are some problems coming which cannot be bearable for someone. So then he can keep silent. But in his heart, he should understand this thing is bad. Because if he does not understand this bad, so where is iman then? Because what iman is, it's the revealed thing. It's not, you can say, we are bringing this from our mind. This is revealed. So if something has been revealed, we cannot change. But we have iman in this. So therefore, because of that something is bad, so we should consider this bad because we have iman on that. So this is why three things are required. So number one, good people should have enough power to do so, to stop these things by hand. So this is actually a group of people should have enough strength, political strength, to do such things. So by this we can understand those people who try to take power for this purpose and do effort for this. So this is, yes, this should be done. Because without this, one cannot exercise, one cannot do this first thing. If we do not, we cannot do first thing, it means we shall be left for the left two. If a person is alim and he can speak for this with the logic, with the ilm, with the good manner, so then he should do it. Just like in a khutbah, in a talk, in a discussion, he should explain this thing to the people, that this thing is good and this thing is bad. But if the conditions are so that one cannot open his mouth, so then, okay, let him consider this thing bad, but keeping his mouth stop. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, in every community wherein there is a man who commit evil deeds, and while they are able to stop him from such deeds, they refrain from prohibiting him from such deeds, then before they die, all will inflict upon them a harsh punishment because of him. So this brings a responsibility for us, that we should not be with the good, with bad people, with the bad community, with the bad party, with a bad association or anything else. What can be explained in this way? Because it is his responsibility to stop whatever he can do in this. But if he is able to do and not doing, then punishment may be coming for him before his death. So these are the three things. What in the first it has been explained. So if a person, he can stop this by power and not, then azab may be coming from him, for him. And if he can speak, not changing by power, but he can speak and does not speak, so then punishment may come. And if a person, he can only do this way, that he should consider this bad. So if he does not consider this bad, then it is very bad. And punishment may come for this. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, when a sin has been committed on earth, then he who witnessed it and disliked and detested it shall be as if he had been absent when it was done. And the one who was absent when it was committed, but he is pleased with it, shall be as if he was present at that time when it was committed. So it means by our mind, if we are with some people who are not good, so we shall be considered in them. And even if we are away, for example, if something is doing something bad in America and we are here, we do not have any concern with them, but I am pleased because of this, whatever he is doing bad, I am pleased with it, so then I am there because of that. And if a person who was in there, who was there, and their thing was committed, but he was not with them by heart, so then as if he was not present at that time. So this shows to this, this shows this thing to us, that we should make our thinking right. We should not go to the wrong path, even in thinking. Although we will not be with them, but if by thinking we are with them, so then thing can be happened. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, Allah revealed to Jibreel alayhi salam, go and turn such and such town upside down upon its inhabitants. Jibreel alayhi salam remarked, oh my Lord, in that town there is one who has not disobeyed you, not even for as long as a twinkling of the eye. Allah replied, overturn that town upon him and all of them, for his face never changed color in dissatisfaction at their deeds for my sake. So it means we should feel our responsibilities. And if something are committed wrong in our communities, so then we should be thinking about it, what we can do. For example, one person is thinking it is bad, the other person, so then they should coordinate with each other how to stop them. And by this, a person can get some political strength to stop evils. Otherwise, they will be multiplied and will be done more and more. But if the people think that there is some resistance for this, so they will not be doing it again. Nowadays, this is a problem that people are thinking, oh, we should not be indulged ourselves in these things. We are not doing this. It's enough. So simply see the situation of this or this. Of course, you are not doing that. But what about the others? You should be thinking for them also. One lady from India, who is in our silsila, sent me on WhatsApp message that her daughter was in a medical college. And she said that all girls there, they went to some place and had a drink. And my daughter did not do this, alhamdulillah. So I wrote the answer, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant hidayah to the other people too, that they do not drink. So she was very pleased and said, you changed my mind that I did not think about them, and you guided me to think about them as well. Not only for my daughter, but also for the others. Yes. So this is like the situation. If a bus has an accident, and we have some relatives in that, and some people are telling me, your relatives are safe, and I become happy. This is not good. I should say, these were all, yes, insan, and they were also having lives. So we should become special for them as well. So therefore, we should think for all the Muslims, even for the people. The life of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people, many people were not Muslims, they were kafir. But he was thinking for those. Just in Taif, when where there was tough time for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was torn and he was, you can say, blood was coming from his shoes. So angel came, order me and I shall unite these mountains and they will all will be killed. So Rasulullah said, no, I shall not say this thing. Maybe their followers, it means their offsprings, may get hidayat and they will come to Islam. And of course it happened. Now Taif is a Muslim state, Muslim city. So it means we should be of such nature that we should be having good thoughts for our people, communicating good things to them, and trying to have such actions that it is good for them as well in the life hereafter and also in this life. Actually, the thing is this, that if a person is enjoying this life and he's doing wrong with the life hereafter, he's in loss. Of course, he might be happy superficially, but really he will not be happy by heart, of course. Because satisfaction comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not coming from things. Maybe a person is having more, many, many things for which the people are trying to get, for example, car and big house and good clothes and good food or something like this. Okay, these things can be achieved and the people are trying for this. But these things cannot give satisfaction to the people. Satisfaction comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you bring them to these things by which satisfaction comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will at that time be satisfied. And we see this thing in those people who become Muslims and they were previously non-Muslim. They themselves tell, now we are satisfied. Now we are satisfied. I have seen many people. Once I went to America and there was Ijtima. And a person, he was having very good hair, beard and good Muslim clothes or something like this. He was seen like us. So the person who was speaking, he said, you might consider him that he's by birth Muslim, but he before 4 months, he became Muslim. So we met him. And he was too much excited. He said, now I don't take alcohol, I don't take hashish, I don't take these things. I am satisfied. I am satisfied. I feel satisfaction. Of course, this is the story behind. Many, many people, they think that by these things one can satisfy himself. No, with these things, people are not satisfied. But with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the good relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person can satisfy himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to accept all these things whichever are good for us in the life hereafter and also in this life. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka at-tawwab ar-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin bi rahmatika.